Schools are pushing the limits of their resources to provide learning opportunities for students wherever they can, while staff shoulder the pressure of the pandemic on top of a heavier and more complex workload. Some leaders are getting creative to offer more wellness support. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay explains, with limited emergency school funding targeting learning gaps and a pandemic-prompted mental health crisis among children, staff are wondering who can and will take care of them.
The pressure to track kids down, get them engaged in school, and come up with lesson plans they can do remotely or in person is a lot.
I'm so worn out at the end of the day. I can't even sit down to enjoy like some TV.
Emily Race teaches language arts at Crawfordsville High School. Not having the things she used to look forward to, visits with her parents or trips with her best friend, makes it nearly impossible to cope with what she calls a nightmarish workload.
When I have 20 students who are out, but at staggered times for quarantine, trying to catch those patterns for who has dropped off the radar, who do I need to reach out to, in addition to the students who are physically in front of me, becomes very challenging.
How educators like Race are feeling isn't without consequence. The Indiana State Teachers Association surveyed more than 2,000 educators last fall, and roughly 70% said they're considering leaving the profession because of higher work demands. But it's not just longer hours contributing to the unbearable pressure.
Educators' ability to really empathize with and support their students is sort of maxed out.
Heather Ormiston is a school psychology professor at Indiana University. She says educators started showing signs of what's called compassion fatigue even before the pandemic, because kids come to school with all kinds of life experiences, sometimes deeply traumatic ones.
And it really becomes mentally and emotionally exhausting then for the educators who are exposed to these situations on a daily basis. To really feel like they have the ability to intervene and support the students that they have within their buildings.
The pandemic has only added more to everyone's maximum load. And as people share troubling reports about how students are faring, Ormiston says school staff need similar support because they're taking care of those kids and their families. School leaders aren't immune to pandemic stressors, but Ormiston says addressing those needs starts with them.
Leadership, the school administration, the district administration is so powerful in terms of really setting the tone for the culture and the climate of the building.
And there are leaders setting a more positive tone in their schools.
I am Jennifer Mitchell, and I am the principal at Perry Central Elementary School in Perry County in southern Indiana.
Mitchell says this school year, she offers more encouragement, letting some things go to focus on the big picture. She also talks about setting boundaries to let teachers take time to unplug.
Some have little kids that go to bed at 6 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock at night, and so it works better for them to be available. And so we've just really encouraged them, be very clear with your directions and with your office hours, with your families and your parents.
And staff have more tangible options, too. The school corporation now offers childcare to staff and pays for counseling and yoga. Mitchell and another principal set up two R&R rooms, that stands for Reset and Regulate, each with a massage chair and stocked with coffee and chocolate.
So if they need 10 minutes of their lunchtime to go down and sit in a massage chair and just take some deep breaths and to reset, then by all means do it.
But there's only so much school leaders can do on a tight budget. Limited federal emergency funds will likely target other pandemic-fueled problems, like closing learning gaps and addressing a blossoming mental health crisis among children. And as the government slowly rolls out a hotly in-demand supply of vaccines, teachers see few options other than to just keep moving. Teacher Emily Race says she has things to look forward to with her students.
You know, what do I look forward to professionally? I look forward to teaching Jane Eyre to my AP Literature students in the spring because we have so much fun with that unit.
Personally, she's just trying to make it to the end of the school year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.